DeepMind's Whole Body Robot, and a muon mystery that got messier. Google DeepMind published the Gemini Robotics 2 announcement Wednesday, describing a system that coordinates arm motion, leg movement, balance, and task planning as a unified whole rather than as separately optimized modules stitched together, what the company calls whole body intelligence. The business framing is deliberate. DeepMind is not positioning itself as a hardware manufacturer, but as the software and model layer that physical robot makers will build on top of. An approach one analogy in the discussion compared to Android's relationship with smartphone manufacturers. The timing is pointed, with Figure AI, physical intelligence, and other well-funded startups racing toward similar goals. The technical claim drawing the most scrutiny is around emergent coordination. The idea that the model develops movement strategies that were not explicitly programmed by training across varied physical scenarios. Critics in the Hacker News thread, including at least one commenter with an apparent robotics research background, argued that whole body coordination for humanoid robots in unstructured environments remains largely unsolved, and that a compelling demo does not demonstrate generalization. The counterargument is that the underlying Gemini 2.5 reasoning engine is broad enough that the training distribution is genuinely wide. But whether that translates cleanly to physical control loops remains the open question. The physics story of the day involves a paradox of scientific progress. The muon G-2 anomaly, a long-standing discrepancy between the measured magnetic moment of the muon and the standard model's prediction, had been watched for years as a possible signal of new particles or forces. A new lattice QCD calculation using supercomputers to simulate the strong nuclear force from first principles now produces a theoretical prediction that matches the experimental measurement far more closely, which should be good news. Except a second, earlier set of theoretical calculations performed using a data-driven method based on electron-positron collision data does not agree with the new lattice QCD results. Two valid first principles calculations of the same quantity now disagree with each other, meaning one contains a systematic error that has not yet been found. The stakes are real. If the anomaly was a theoretical error all along rather than a genuine signal, a much hoped-for window onto physics beyond the standard model, including possible evidence for supersymmetric particles, closes.